Silence. It can be kind of awkward, right? Especially if it's unexpected. But silence can also be full of anticipation. Which did you feel right now? Did you wonder what was going to happen? What is he going to do now? Perhaps you got even a little annoyed saying, when is he going to start? It's my hope that you experienced a little of the nice anticipation. For that was the moment I was hoping for. Hoping that we can then transfer that feeling into our anticipation to the coming of our Lord. Not just in this lead up to the Feast of the Nativity, the celebration of the birth of our Lord, but in the anticipation of Jesus coming into our hearts. As we heard earlier, today is Gaudete Sunday. It's a time when we stop and rejoice at the coming of our Lord. The first two readings reflect that joy, while the Gospel reading reflects the kind of life we should lead if we wish to be called followers of Christ and to look forward to the baptism of fire. Our vestments today are rose-colored. The candle we lit is rose. It is meant to signify joy, for today we are reminded to be joyful, for our Lord is near. The first reading from Zephaniah tells us, "Fear not, O Zion, do not be discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love, and we will sing joyfully because of you." So perhaps you may need to hear that at this point in your Advent journey. He is near and will renew you in his love. There are so many reasons to be joyful as a Christian. St. Jose Maria Escriva wrote in his book, Friends of God, "Being children of God, how can we be sad? Being children of God, how can we be sad? Sadness is the end product of selfishness. If we truly want to live for God, we will never lack cheerfulness, even when we discover our errors and wretchedness. Cheerfulness finds its way into our life of prayer, so much so that we cannot help singing for joy, for we are in love. And singing is a thing that lovers do. Just as human beings sing when they're in love, Zephaniah tells us the Lord also sings joyfully because of us, because of you. The Lord sings joyfully because of you. Wow. One of my favorite songs that we sing here at Incarnation is from David Haas. It's called "You Are Mine." It's a song written from the point of view of God, a God who is again singing to us because he loves us so much. Listen to the words. "I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am near. I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the night, I will be your light. Come and rest in me." He's going to sing with it. "Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I love you and you are mine. I'll come to you in the silence. Don't be afraid, I'm with you." You know, all those words of hope, all those things God sings to us. And he comes to us in many ways, and we can follow him in many ways. I will name a few, and the list is definitely not exhaustive. For sometimes we find him in the faces of the poor. Sometimes our awareness of him being near is most poignant in the Eucharist. And sometimes he is in the silence, the way that David Haas wrote about. God comes to us in our hearts through the way we treat people. This is why John the Baptist is exhorting the people to watch how they treat other people, telling the tax collectors stop collecting more than what's prescribed, telling the soldiers don't extort and falsely accuse, and to all of us to share our resources for the necessities of life with the poor among us. For in that behavior, you will be with Jesus, as was promised by Jesus in Matthew 25, verses 35 through 40. For this we can rejoice. God, through the person of Jesus Christ, also comes to us in our hearts through the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith. In that we rejoice. For each day of the week in Charlottesville, we can receive Eucharist and know that He is here with us. But we can also find God, as Mary did, alone, by herself. In that moment when Gabriel came to her, and in that moment when Mary said yes, yes to God, she invited Him into her heart. And I imagine for some of us, our deepest communion with God comes in those moments, alone and silent. I can say for me, these moments of silent and communion are often my moments of most profoundest sense of joy, and I feel the closest to Christ. In those moments of silence, I rejoice, and maybe you do also. Yes, in the silence. That rare, precious commodity so integral to our interior life, and yet so lacking in our world today, especially during this Advent. In this Advent, I pray that you find some silence in your world. Spend a little time in the desert like John did, preparing the way of the Lord, making straight His paths. Detach a little from your normal life, the trials and tribulations of family life, school, and work, and just try to spend time to rest in Him, our true source of joy. Perhaps this story, which I tell every Advent, might provide a topic for your meditation and lead you to a deep sense of joy. It's the story of Father Dyckman, a leading liturgist and expert at the Second Vatican Council. One day, Father Dyckman had a realization. All of a sudden, he stood up and shouted, "It's not the resurrection, it's the incarnation, but we don't believe it. We don't believe that we are invited to become the very life of God." Dyckman believed that salvation is first revealed not in the cross or the resurrection, but in Jesus' conception and birth. God becoming human revealed to us our destiny, the essence of who we are. To be human is to be offered divine life. The greatest compliment ever offered is that humanity is so magnificent that God chose to become human with us. Whatever makes us stronger, enlarges our vision, expands our hope, deepens our capacity for compassion, indeed, whatever makes us more human is, at the same time, making us more like God. Advent offers us an opportunity to more deeply reflect on our relationship with Christ, with this God who wants nothing more than to be with us. And He sings to us in His joy.